Hello, Ethel. Last night, eh?
Oh, hello, Mr. Rogers. Could I speak to Ethel, please? Thank you. Is that my darling Ethel? Is that the girl I held in my arms last night, the little angel who filled me with wild delight?
Oh, don't be like that, Ethel. I wasn't all that late. Well, you said be there at 7. I was there by 8:30.
Well, I went home to change my clothes, dear. I thought I'd wear that suit that you always like. You know, the one I scrounged off your brother Mike.
And when at last I met you outside the hippodrome, well, I found that in my haste I'd gone and left my wallet home.
And that is why you had to pay, dear. Well, you always have to pay to get in the flicks, and I'm sorry that it cost you 14 and 6.
Oh, you mean that blue-eyed blonde in red who sat down next to me? Well, I don't know who she was, love, it was far too dark to see. Oh, I may have played footsie with her and squeezed her hand a bit, but I done it quite subconscious, that's the side you always sit.
I didn't want to go out with her. It's just, my dear, that as she got up to leave, the brooch that she was wearing caught on me sleeve.
No, I went down to the kiosk to get you a bite to eat. Well, you said that you was hungry and you fancied something sweet.
What, me flirt with the kiosk girl? Oh, don't be so unkind. It's just that she has such a lot of nice things and I couldn't make up my mind.
Well, I knew we'd need enough to last with the big film yet to come, and that's why I took so long to get that packet of chewing gum.
But when I took you back to my place, well, I thought you'd like to meet me old mum and dad, cos you know you often said that you never had.
Well, I tried to make you welcome, so I poured you out a gin, and it wasn't till then I realised that mum and dad weren't in.
But when I switched the light up, well, I thought you said you wanted to watch TV, and in the dark it's much easier to see.
Well, I went and switched the light out, and I sat next to you, my pet. It was only then it occurred to me we never had a set.
Well, I was trying to get the matches, they was underneath the cushion on which you sat. Oh, you know I wouldn't do a thing like that. Yeah. Ethel? Ethel?
Yeah. Oh, with you. Baby, here, fancy a gig for tomorrow night, 8:07. Yeah, bring your purse.
No, not your brother purse. Look, I'll see you outside the palais. No, I'll see you inside.